heroic kindness, the Samaritan who defied boundaries to save a life. In the time of Jesus, nestled between the hills of Judea and Samaria, there was a road notorious for its danger. This path, winding and treacherous, was often the scene of robberies and violence. Travelers knew the risks, but had little choice but to brave the journey if they wished to reach their destinations. Jesus told a timeless story, illustrating the profound depths of compassion and the essence of true neighborly love. This is the parable of the Good Samaritan. One day, a certain man set out from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was a merchant, accustomed to the arduous journey, but this time, his fate took a dark turn. As he walked, the shadows of the cliffs seemed to close in on him, and from these shadows, a band of ruthless robbers emerged. They fell upon him with brutal force, stripping him of his clothes, his money, and leaving him beaten, bloodied, and barely clinging to life. The man lay on the dusty road, his vision blurred by pain and tears. The sun blazed overhead, unrelenting, as he struggled to maintain consciousness. He knew that without help, his life would slip away on this desolate path. As fate would have it, a priest soon came down the same road. Clad in his robes, he represented the spiritual authority and moral leadership of the time. Surely this man of God would help. But as the priest approached and saw the wounded man, he felt a pang of discomfort. He knew touching a bloodied, potentially dead body would make him ritually unclean, complicating his temple duties. So he crossed to the other side of the road and continued his journey, leaving the man to his fate. Shortly after, a Levite, another respected figure in Jewish society, approached. Levites assisted in temple services and were considered keepers of the law. Seeing the man, the Levite hesitated. The law taught kindness, but it also stressed purity and self-preservation. Weighing his options, he too chose to pass by on the other side, leaving the man's pleas unheard. Hours passed, and the man's hope dwindled. But then, through the haze of his pain, he saw another figure approaching. This time, it was a Samaritan. Samaritans and Jews shared a bitter history of animosity and prejudice. To the wounded man, the approaching Samaritan was no friend, but possibly another threat. Yet, as the Samaritan drew near, his expression was not one of hostility, but of deep concern and compassion. Without hesitation, the Samaritan knelt beside the man, his hands gentle as he assessed the injuries. He cleaned and bandaged the wounds using his own supplies, pouring oil and wine to disinfect and soothe. The Samaritan then lifted the man onto his own donkey, supporting him with care. They journeyed slowly, the wounded man's life hanging by a thread, but the Samaritan's resolve was unwavering. He brought the man to an inn, a safe haven, where he could rest and recover. The Samaritan spent the night attending to him, ensuring his comfort and safety. The next morning, the Samaritan approached the innkeeper. "Take care of him," he said, pressing 2 denarii into the innkeeper's hand. "Whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back." With this promise, he ensured the wounded man would receive the care he needed to fully recover. As Jesus concluded the story, he turned to the lawyer who had posed the question that prompted the parable. "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The lawyer, recognizing the truth in the parable, replied, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus nodded, his message clear and undeniable. "Go and do likewise," he instructed. The parable of the Good Samaritan, in its simplicity, carries profound lessons. It challenges the boundaries of compassion, urging us to look beyond societal prejudices and cultural divisions. Jesus used this story to redefine the concept of a neighbor, not as someone who shares our beliefs, ethnicity, or social standing, but as anyone in need of help. In the eyes of God, mercy and kindness transcend human constructs of worthiness. The priest and the Levite, despite their religious standing, failed to embody the love and compassion that God desires from his followers. It was the Samaritan, the outcast, who exemplified the true spirit of the divine command to love one's neighbor as oneself. In today's world, the road from Jerusalem to Jericho still exists metaphorically in our communities and hearts. We encounter people in need daily, sometimes bypassing them due to our preoccupations or biases. The parable challenges us to act differently, to be the hands and feet of Christ in a broken world. Imagine the impact if we all embrace the Samaritan's example. What if we extended a hand to those different from us, those we might have been taught to distrust or look down upon? This story is a call to break down barriers, and see each person as a valuable child of God. The parable of the Good Samaritan is more than a story, it's a call to action. Jesus' words, "Go and do likewise," resonate through the ages, beckoning us to live out our faith through tangible acts of kindness and mercy. In helping others, we fulfill God's greatest commandment and reflect His boundless love. As we walk our own roads, may we carry the spirit of the Good Samaritan within us, ready to stop, help, and heal. For in doing so, we not only transform the lives of others, but also our own, becoming living testimonies of God's grace and compassion. So next time you see someone in need, remember the Good Samaritan. Let his actions inspire you to reach out, to care, and to be a neighbor in the truest sense. In a world that often passes by on the other side, be the one who stops and makes a difference. To fully appreciate the depth of the parable of the Good Samaritan, it is essential to understand the historical and cultural context in which it was told. The animosity between Jews and Samaritans dated back centuries, stemming from religious, ethnic, and political conflicts. Samaritans were descendants of Israelites who had intermarried with foreign settlers, and their worship practices differed significantly from those of the Jews. This led to deep-seated resentment and mutual disdain. By choosing a Samaritan as the hero of the story, Jesus challenged the prevailing prejudices and social norms of his time. His listeners would have been shocked by the idea that a Samaritan, rather than a respected Jewish religious leader, was the one to show true compassion. This deliberate choice underscored the radical inclusivity of God's love and the call to extend mercy to all, regardless of background or ethnicity. The actions of the priest and the Levite in the parable are often scrutinized for their apparent lack of compassion. However, their behavior must be understood within the framework of Jewish law and tradition. The priest in particular faced a significant dilemma. According to the Torah, touching a dead body would render him ceremonially unclean, requiring a lengthy purification process and hindering his ability to perform his religious duties. Similarly, the Levite, who assisted in religious services, would have been concerned about maintaining his ritual purity. Their decisions to pass by the wounded man highlight a tension between legalistic adherence to religious rules and the broader moral imperative to show mercy. Jesus' parable serves as a critique of placing legalism above compassion, emphasizing that true righteousness involves acting with love and mercy, even when it is inconvenient or personally costly. The Samaritan's actions in the parable are remarkable not only for their generosity, but also for their thoroughness and personal sacrifice. When the Samaritan found the wounded man, he could have easily felt justified in walking away, given the historical enmity between their peoples. Instead, he chose to act with profound compassion. The Samaritan's use of oil and wine to treat the man's wounds reflects common medical practices of the time. Oil was used to soothe and protect the skin, while wine served as a disinfectant. By using his own supplies, the Samaritan demonstrated a willingness to give of his resources to help a stranger. Furthermore, the Samaritan's decision to transport the man to an inn and ensure his care went beyond a simple act of kindness. It involved considerable effort and expense. He not only paid for the wounded man's immediate needs, but also promised to return and cover any additional costs. This level of commitment illustrates a deep sense of responsibility and love for one's neighbor. While often overlooked, the innkeeper in the parable also plays a crucial role. By agreeing to care for the wounded man, the innkeeper participates in the act of compassion initiated by the Samaritan. His willingness to trust the Samaritan's promise of future payment indicates a recognition of the importance of mercy and community support. The innkeeper's cooperation reminds us that acts of compassion often require collaboration and trust among individuals. In helping the wounded man, the innkeeper becomes part of a broader network of care and kindness, demonstrating that compassion is a communal effort. The parable of the Good Samaritan remains profoundly relevant in today's world. Modern society is often marked by divisions and conflicts, whether based on race, religion, nationality, or social status. The story challenges us to look beyond these divisions and recognize our shared humanity. In practical terms, being a Good Samaritan today might involve helping a stranger in need, advocating for social justice, or simply showing kindness to those who are different from us. It calls us to be proactive in our compassion, seeking out opportunities to serve and support others. The parable also invites us to examine our own hearts and attitudes. Are there prejudices or biases that prevent us from acting with compassion? Do we sometimes prioritize our own convenience or safety over helping others? The story encourages us to cultivate a spirit of empathy and selflessness, aligning our actions with the inclusive and unconditional love of God. The parable of the Good Samaritan is more than just a story. It is a timeless call to action. Jesus' command to go and do likewise challenges us to live out our faith through tangible acts of kindness and mercy. It reminds us that true neighborly love knows no boundaries and that compassion is at the heart of God's kingdom. As we navigate our own journeys, let us carry the spirit of the Good Samaritan within us. May we be quick to stop, help, and heal those in need, and may our lives reflect the boundless love and mercy of our Creator. In a world that often passes by on the other side, let us be the ones who make a difference, one act of compassion at a time.